Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Sporting News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Man injured as car crashes into pond near Bentley. We've got the story.
Derby schools plan to implement canine drug checks on campus. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Attack on Saudi oil production having an impact on Kansas gasoline prices. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We are on track to have one of the warmest Septembers we've had in quite some time, and that's going to be the case again today with temperatures running above average. Our full forecast is coming up.
A man is in critical condition after a vehicle crash and submersion northwest of Wichita. A semi-truck hauling a trailer crashed into the man's car Tuesday evening at 109th Street North and 167th West, about a mile west of Bentley. Sedgwick County Sheriff Lieutenant David Hine told Cake News.
The semi-truck has a lot of weight, had a lot of speed. It's a little tiny vehicle. We're talking about simply dirt. Kinetic energy tells you that semi is going to push that vehicle wherever it goes.
After the impact, both the semi and the car landed in a drainage pond at the intersection. Car's driver had to be rescued. The driver of the semi was able to get out on his own. When the victim was pulled from the water, he was not breathing. The victim was taken to a hospital in critical condition.
One school district in Kansas is cracking down on drugs and vaping.
Derby school officials are implementing canine drug searches on campus in response to feedback from parents and students from a survey taken last year. Derby Safety and Security Officer Matt Liston tells KSN News the canine units will soon be making their way down the halls of Derby Middle School and Derby High, sniffing for drugs.
So if it's opioids, if it's THC, it's whatever it is that dog's trained to smell for, that dog will be able to hit on it.
The district has partners with the Kansas Highway Patrol who will provide the drug dogs. The district says the searches will take place twice a year, once each semester. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The attacks on Saudi Arabian oil production have impacted Kansans at the gas pump. Sean Stewart with AAA says prior to the attacks, supply was healthy, but crude oil is now trading higher than it was last week.
Those attacks have taken 5.7 million barrels of crude oil per day off the market, and that accounts for 6% of the global supply. Since the price of crude oil accounts for at least 50% of total retail price, as crude oil increases, so will the price that we're going to be seeing at the pumps.
The average in Kansas Monday morning was $2.35 a gallon. Prices in Wichita jumped to $2.45 a gallon Monday.
A surgeon accused of mishandling surgeries in Missouri is banned from the operating room of the Wichita Veteran Affairs Hospital while his work is being reviewed. The Kansas City Star reports Veteran Affairs decided to ban urologist Crystal Wambi Kesey from doing surgeries at the Robert Dole VA Medical Center in Wichita after learning that he faced disciplinary action in Missouri. Missouri's Healing Arts Board found that Dr. Wambi Kesey performed robot-assisted surgeries beyond his abilities.
Tropical storm Imelda is now down to a tropical depression, but what's left of the storm is threatening some areas of Texas over the next few days. Forecaster Andy Lotto of the National Hurricane Center says some parts of the Gulf Coast could get hammered with as much as 15 inches of rain.
When it got close to the coast, it went over some very warm waters, which helped to make it develop fairly quickly before it went on shore. That being said, it became a tropical storm right before making landfall, and now it's a tropical depression. It's going to be moving slowly to the north across eastern Texas over the next couple of days, which could cause heavy rainfall and flash flooding.
The storm made landfall Tuesday about 60 miles south of Houston near Freeport.
President Trump is in California attending fundraisers for his own campaign and for the Republican Party.
The president stopped in Palo Alto and Beverly Hills Tuesday. Today, he's in San Diego. Last week, the Trump administration sent several officials to Los Angeles to talk about the homeless crisis. On Air Force One, on his way to California this week, the president said cities like L.A. and San Francisco are destroying themselves. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti recorded himself at a new homeless shelter and spoke directly to the president.
It's no secret that I've disagreed with you on almost everything, Mr. President, but if you are in your heart willing to save lives alongside us, we know what works here.
He asked the president to fully fund programs that have been cut, like home emergency shelter grants and affordable housing money. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Another very close game on the West Coast last night for the Kansas City Royals. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Jail time for two men who tried to take video of an off-limits airbase in Nevada. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are...
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:09 and 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Eureka, Kansas High School football team will have the home field advantage for the first time in more than a year when it plays September 27th. The team will play at home that night for the first time since an EF3 tornado destroyed their field. More than 150 homes and close to two dozen businesses in June of 2018. The team, called the Tornadoes, played every game last season on the road.
Jail time for two men who tried to take video of an off-limits airbase in Nevada.
The 21 and 20-year-old from the Netherlands sentenced to 10 days in Nye County Jail after they were found inside the Nevada National Security Site September 10th. But the judge said they can be released in 3 days if they each pay a fine of $2,280. The men also turned over computer and camera equipment and a drone, which their attorney valued at $10,000. The lawyer says the men plan to post video ahead of events this week stemming from the Storm Area 51 internet hoax. The Nye County prosecutor says the two could face a more serious charge of conspiracy if they're found there again. The once secret site was used by the Air Force from 1945 to 1992 to conduct nuclear weapons tests. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A new government report says working for an airline can be hazardous to your health.
After several media reports of passenger misbehavior, Congress ordered the Government Accountability Office to investigate violence against airline customer service agents. The GAO interviewed about 100 airline employees and report more than half of them said they had reported threats or other harmful action by customers in the past year. About 10% say they were physically assaulted. Those employees say the dangerous passenger behavior is usually fueled by alcohol, airline fees, and long lines. But the GAO report also says the airlines believe current laws are adequate to deter confrontations. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We still have a traffic accident you'll want to watch out for this morning, and that traffic accident is... In northwest of Colwich, it's K-96 and 151st West. They actually have one lane of K-96 shut down there, so watch out for that. We also have a traffic accident, 55th Street North and Armstrong, and that's just east of Seneca. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist T.J. Springer. Good morning, T.J.
Good morning to you, Steve. How's it going?
Going good. It seems like the weather is just about the same from one day to the next right now.
I know, it's like a copy and paste sort of week so far.
Yeah, really?
We haven't gotten too much change, but I think we'll see a little bit of change today. There is a front on the move. Already has cooled down a good bit of northwestern Kansas. We're in the 70s here, and they're only in the 50s and 60s. But highs still round out in the lower 90s here in the Wichita Metro. Only a 10% chance of a spotty shower or thunderstorm. I think the best window for those going to be in the heat of the day later on this afternoon. The breeze still going to be around, but nothing like what we felt on our Tuesday, a south breeze between 10 to 20. Overnight, we'll keep that slim chance of a shower or storm around early, dipping back into the lower 70s, partially clear. And for our Thursday, another wave of energy moving in from the west, maybe just enough to bring a shower or storm here to the Wichita area with highs back near 90. The current temperature in Wichita at 71 degrees right now.
All right, so the pattern's going to pretty much for a couple of days more. I know.
Yeah, it looks like it holds high pressure moving away from us, but I think this weekend looks even more unsettled. A couple of rounds of rainfall looking a little more likely. I think one moving in that next front late Friday into Saturday, and we could even have a little bit of lingering moisture Sunday. So it looks like we're starting a more active weather pattern as we head toward the kickstart of fall.
So is that related to Imelda coming up from the coast in?
It looks like Imelda is going to interact, yeah, okay, with some upper-level energy moving on in from the northwest. It looks like they're going to kind of combine. Depending on how it plays out, I think we could get, yeah, the potential for some more tropical moisture heading our way.
All right.
It gets kicked up toward the plains.
All right, TJ, thank you, sir. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist TJ Springer this morning. It's 7:14 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Yesterday's high temperature, 92 degrees in Wichita. Normal high is 82. So there you go. We're about 10 degrees above normal almost every day, it seems, as we head toward, this is the last week of summer, officially, Ted.
Yeah, August never really left us.
Yeah, what the
temperature-wise.
Weekend, officially, fall starts sometime this weekend.
Monday.
Is it the 21st or the 20th? 21st, isn't it? All right.
23rd, Monday.
It is?
Yep.
Okay. 7:14, Steve and Ted. Vaping, e-cigarettes. India's government has decided to ban e-cigarettes, expressing concern at the alarming rate in which vaping is becoming popular among that country's youth and causing breathing illnesses. The ban was approved by the cabinet today, and the government is expected to issue an ordinance soon prohibiting the manufacturing, import, export, transport, sale, distribution, storage, and advertising related to e-cigarettes.
Well, that pretty much, yeah, so takes care of it all, doesn't it?
India, they are taking this thing very seriously. Health Minister Harsh Vardhan said in a tweet that possession of e-cigarettes or similar devices will be punishable by up to 6 months in prison, a fine of 50,000 rupees, that's about $700,
not
or both.
Messing, yeah.
Or both, so.
Not messing around.
What is it? New York State has decided they're going to ban e-cigarettes and vaping. So, yeah, the entire country in India saying, sorry, no more vaping. Today is Wednesday, September 18, 2018, a big, big, big day. Big day. On this date, 1978, the comedy WKRP in Cincinnati made its debut on CBS.
What a great show.
And this thing came on the air, and I tell you, I was, 8 years into my career in radio. This thing came on the air, and it reminded me so much of the place I was working at the time. It was amazing. And I was locked in on these characters, and, with Johnny Fever, you got to actually, he shouldn't be doing mornings. He should be doing night. But you got Johnny Fever, you got Les Nessman. You got the program director who's just is always trying to get these guys mm-hmm. to do the right thing, and he's what was his name, Travis?
Yep.
And I think the one that the sales guy
you got
was,
the sales guy
Herb Tarlick was dead on.
Yep.
In fact, I can go out and throw my shoe and probably hit a Herb Tarlick in this building today. But anyway, the byplay between Herb Tarlick and the newsman Les Nessman was
funny stuff.
Very, very close to some of the stuff that we've seen. Of course, you had the receptionist, Jennifer, who was outlandishly good-looking and made more money than all of those guys. And the big guy, the boss. What was his name, Ted? What was that actor's name?
Gordon Jump. From Topeka, Kansas.
From Topeka. And again, he nailed it.
Yep.
He reminded me so much of a couple of my managers that I had that it was not that they were, completely out of the loop like him, but his mannerisms and the way he dressed and everything. Great show.
Funny show.
WKRP.
A lot of funny people in that show.
WKRP in Cincinnati. And again, the turkeys coming out of the helicopter. And the we've been to some of these things. All right, 7:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward. And Ted is talking about a little Royals baseball this morning, right, Ted?
Yeah, we got the Royals on the West Coast last night taking on the Oakland Athletics.
And this is another tight game between these two. In fact, the Royals had a 1-0 lead after the seventh inning stretch. Could they hold on to that lead? Well, Oakland did have an answer to that. Some of the action last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Now he's at 80. There's a fastball hit high and deep to center. That one's not coming back. That's a bomb, and we're tied at one. Matt Olson with his 35th home run. And if you include tonight, that's 6 home runs in his last 8 games. A fastball about thigh high at 93 miles an hour, and he just hit a bomb to center.
And then later in the inning, the A's got an RBI double to go up 2-1, and that was the final score. The Royals had 6 hits, but all they got out of it was a sacrifice fly for the one run. The A's have won 7 of their last 8. And they are the number one wildcard team in the American League now with a week and a half to go. The Royals finish up this 3-game series in Oakland, a day game today in the Bay Area. And live coverage of the Royals begins at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Over in the National League, the Milwaukee Brewers are fighting for a playoff spot. They were at home last night hosting the San Diego Padres. And, of course, it's always wonderful to see former Kansas City Royals helping the Brewers right now, including former Royal Mike Moustakas. The action on the Brewers Radio Network.
1-2 pitch. Swing and a high drive. Deep right. We're not tied anymore. Mike Moustakas. A towering shot for home run number 35. And the Brewers have a 2-1 lead.
The Brewers only got 4 hits, but two of them were homers by Moustakas, which you heard right there, and another former Royal, Lorenzo Cain, with his 9th homer of the year. Brewers beat the Padres 3-1. 4 wins in a row now for Milwaukee, which is barely holding on to that last wild card spot in the National League with 11 games to go in the season. And we'll talk college football tonight on the weekly edition of KU Football Hawk Talk. KU off to a 2-1 start on the season, coming off that huge road win last week at Boston College. Talking KU football tonight, 7 o'clock on Hawk Talk. That's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Jayhawks are preparing for the conference opener Saturday afternoon in Lawrence against West Virginia. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Ted, coming up to September 28th at the Kansas Star Casino, the 2019 Midwest Beer Fest. It's just a big festival.
Hey.
You've got all kinds of fun, 300 craft beers, a beer garden, competition, interactive games, all going on.
All sorts of things.
The 28th at Kansas Star Casino. I have a pair of tickets if you'd like to go. Call now, 869-1330, 869-1330 for the 2019 Midwest Beer Fest. 720 now, Steve and Ted. Give it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A school dress code. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.